This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you've ever had a herpes outbreak and thought, wait, what in the heck did I eat yesterday? You're not alone. Certain foods can be triggers, especially when your body's already run down. And while everyone's different, there are a few common culprits that tend to show up again and again. So today, we're diving into the top five foods that may be making things worse. Just knowing to look out for might help you cut down the number of outbreaks you're getting. Hi, I'm Kat Dupree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. And for those that are new here, I want to welcome you. And for those that are returning, welcome back. I am so grateful to have all of you here with me today. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Look, no one wants to give up their favorite foods, right? But when it comes to managing herpes, sometimes the things that we eat without thinking twice can actually make a big difference. Look, I'm not here to overhaul your diet, to tell you to cut things out forever, to tell you what you can and cannot eat. But if you've been trying to figure out if what you've been eating can be triggering outbreaks, then these five foods are a really great place to start. Number one, coffee. For a lot of people, including myself, that first cup of coffee isn't just a drink, it's a lifeline. It helps you to wake up, focus, and get through the day. But if you're living with herpes, caffeine can be a hidden trigger. It stimulates the nervous system, which for many people is already on high alert. Coffee is also acidic, and too much acidity can create inflammation that weakens your immune system. You don't have to give it up completely. I definitely haven't, that's for sure. But if you're getting frequent outbreaks, try cutting back or switching to something gentler, like a low-acid type coffee, and see if that helps. Number two, nuts. Nuts are one of those snacks that seem like a really safe and healthy go-to. And in a lot of ways, they are, because they're loaded with protein, healthy fats, and fiber. But they're also high in arginine, which is an amino acid that the herpes virus uses to replicate. If you're someone who grabs handfuls of almonds or eats nut butter every day and you're seeing recurring symptoms, you might want to experiment with eating them less or pairing them with lysine-rich foods to balance things out. For some people, just reducing portion sizes helps a ton. Number three, refined carbs. White bread, pasta, pastries, chips, all the stuff that's fast and comforting. These foods break quickly down into sugar, which spikes your blood sugar and increases inflammation in the body. Inflammation can lower your immune system defenses and create an easier path for outbreaks to happen. If your meals are loaded with processed carbs and low in nutrients, your body is going to struggle a bit more. Try easing in more whole grains and vegetables to give your immune system the support it needs. Number four, alcohol. Even just one or two drinks can affect your immune system, disrupt your sleep, and deplete nutrients like zinc and vitamin C, which are both super important when it comes to suppressing the virus. If you've ever noticed that you get an outbreak after drinking, especially after a night out or a stressful week, or even when you haven't slept well, you're definitely not imagining it. You don't have to quit drinking altogether, but being more intentional about when, how often, and how much you drink can go a long way. And finally, number five, chocolate. I saved this one for last because, well, it's one of my favorite things and most people love it too. But the reality is that chocolate is high in arginine, and just like nuts, it can trigger outbreaks. If you're someone who eats chocolate often and you've been dealing with frequent symptoms, this might be worth cutting back or cutting it out entirely just for a little bit to see if anything changes. You don't need to give it up forever, but being aware of how it affects you is a good step forward. So here's the bottom line. Some foods don't directly cause outbreaks, but they can make your body more vulnerable to them. So if you've been dealing with recurring symptoms, it's worth paying attention to what you're eating and how it makes you feel. I suggest keeping a journal to track both your symptoms and the timing of your outbreaks. And if you're eating a lot of arginine-heavy foods, supplements like L-lysine and monolaurin can help balance things out. They're both known to support the body in managing herpes and may help to reduce how often outbreaks show up or how intense they feel. I'll drop a link in the description box below to the L-lysine and monolaurin product I use in case you want to check it out. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And if you liked today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. And to remember to join our free online community by searching for the Herpes Wellness app in both the App Store and Google Play, or just click the link in the description box below to download. And if there are any topics that you would like for me to discuss on the show, please leave it in the comments below. I would love to hear from you. Again, thanks for tuning in, and I will see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.